nominate. And can, yes, one more time. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Chase Namaha. So one of the things in my life was I was starting to come to the temple back in 1973. And I was convinced that, yes, I was going to move in. But there was, I first went to the temple. It was the end of February, beginning of March. So it was around this time that I first went to the temple and saw Prabhupada the first day I went. And after some time, I mean, I decided that I was going to become a devotee, but one of the elders of the temple, Jayadvaita Das Brahmachari, he said, no, you have to wait some time. You cannot join right now. So he said, you have to come every day for 2 weeks, and then you can move in. So at some, I finally was able to move into the temple in July 15th, 1973. And my first visit was like March 1st or 2nd, 19. So it was some month. So during that time, I was coming to the temple. And one of those visits, I got the book from the devotees, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And I started to read that book, and it dawned on me at that time, it dawned on me that, yes, having been raised in the Catholic religion, in the Catholic and Christian religion, the emphasis is Jesus, and Jesus is depicted as the most merciful Savior. But when I read the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, I came to the conclusion that, yes, this Lord Chaitanya is more merciful than Jesus. And then later, because the book wasn't out yet, but later, as Prabhupada was translating Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's even one purport where Prabhupada wrote the very same thing, that Lord Chaitanya is so much more merciful. So Rupa Goswami, when he surrendered, him and his brother Vallabh, they met Lord Chaitanya at Ramakeli, and they saw Lord Chaitanya. There was a big kirtan going on. Lord Chaitanya was attracting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people by his presence, and there was a roaring kirtan. So Rupa and his brother Vallabh, they bowed down, and they tied cloths around their necks, symbolizing submission. And that's when Rupa Goswami and Vallabh, they chanted this mantra, Namo Mahavadanyaya, that I offer my obeisances, I surrender to the Mahavadanyaya avatar, that incarnation who is the most munificent, most merciful, most compassionate. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradaya. Why is he? Because he is giving love of God. Love of God. Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is that there are four goals in Hinduism: dharma, artha, kam, moksha. The Hindu scheme, the Vedic scheme, first, become religious. By being religious, then you'll get good economic development. Your business will thrive. That's why there's one person every month I have to bless his business, because he understands dharma, then will come artha. Then with artha, with some material facility, then you can enjoy kam, enjoy the senses. But after some time, one becomes disgusted with sense gratification. Why? Because that's the way Krishna has designed it. It's very clear. You cannot go on and on and on and on and on enjoying material life. It doesn't work that way. At a certain point, you'll become satiated, and not satiated in a good way. You'll become satiated, meaning disgusted. You become fed up with this sense gratification. You will ask the question, isn't there anything more than this? Yes, I have enough food, my belly is full. I've watched enough Hindi movies. I've seen everything, I've done everything, I've visited every country. I have trinkets from all over the world. I've been there, I've done that. Isn't there anything more? Yes. The way Krishna has designed it, kama, sense gratification, will not satisfy you. It's designed like that by Krishna, so don't worry about it. That day is going to come when you're going to wake up and you're going to say, I'm frustrated. I'm fried. I want something more. Yes. And that's why in the Vedic scheme there is this principle, moksha, liberation, salvation, emancipation, freedom. Yes, it's freedom from sense gratification. You have to transcend. But Lord Chaitanya says, hey, what? I got something even better than moksha. That's what Lord Chaitanya has. Something higher than what the Vedas supposedly are bringing. And that is called Krishna Prema. Everyone say,
Krishna Prema.
Krishna Prema is not a flavor of ice cream. No. Krishna Prema is ecstatic love for Krishna. Just like we were hearing in the previous lecture. How Krishna is thinking, yes, I came, but it has been so long, I have not given them the kind of loving sentiments that my devotees of Vrindavan have. That spontaneous loving devotion. But I have to give it to them. So that's one reason why Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Lord Chaitanya is the combined form Radha and Krishna. Here you have Radha and Krishna. They are separated, are they not? Not very much separated. Prabhupada once chastised the pujari. Hey, don't keep them so far apart. They have to be close. Right? So Radha and Krishna, they're two. But actually they're one. They're one, but they have separated themselves eternally into two in order to enjoy rasa. Loving exchange, pastime. So, when Radha and Krishna become one again, that's Lord Chaitanya. That is Lord Chaitanya. Radha and Krishna become one. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. He's not Radha. He's Krishna in the mood of Radha. That's important. Krishna, that's why in this verse, Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. Unto Krishna. Krishnaya in the dative case. Unto Krishna. Who Krishna Chaitanya has appeared in this form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He's Krishna in the mood, sentiment, feeling, bhav of Radha. Radharani. Radha bhav. So he's Krishna and Radha combined. As Prabhupada writes in the introduction to Chaitanya Charitamrita, that what is Radha and Krishna? From one angle of vision, the expression of love. And then Prabhupada immediately, but not the kind of love that we see in the movies. Not that kind of love. No. This love cannot break. It's eternal. Love, the movies love, I mean, who even gets that? Nobody even gets that. Loving affairs in the material world, they break. But the love of Radha and Krishna never can break. Even Radha is there, Krishna is there, what are they thinking? Each other. Therefore, there's no separation. So Radha and Krishna is the exchange of love. Just like love means service. Just like every time I've ever come to this house and done a program, Lalita always brings me my pink lemonade. That's love. Love means to give service. Maybe you've heard that story. Prabhupada's servant, I forget his name, the Italian guy, not the other guy. What's his name? Shrutikirti. So Shrutikirti, I think it was a Vyas Puja day, and all the devotees, Prabhupada's disciples, were glorifying him and expressing. So Shrutikirti, he was the one giving Prabhupada the massage. So when they were alone after the devotees left and Prabhupada's getting his massage, Shrutikirti was saying to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, you know, I feel kind of bad. I see now all your disciples, they have come. And they have so much love for you. I don't love you like these disciples do. I don't have that kind of love." So he was feeling very bad. So Prabhupada, as always, brilliant, Prabhupada said, "So you say you don't love me, huh? Do you like to do this service that you do?" He said, "Oh yes, I like the service." That's your love. That's your love. Love is manifested. Just like it's very easy. You ask any girl, right? She may be having so many people, huh, coming and interested, right? And they may say, "I love you." Wait a minute, but talk is cheap. Put the money where the mouth is, huh? Are you going to sign on the dotted line? Huh? So, anyone can say, "I love you." Anyone can say, "I love God." Yes, but it has to be proven. It has to be shown. That's what devotional service is. Devotional service is the way you show how you love God. It's very simple. Talk is cheap. And anyone can say, "We love God," like Prabhupada used to say, "You love God, but how come you're killing the cow? You love God, but this cow is God's creature." What kind of love of God that is? First there must be obedience. "Thou shalt not kill." You forgot about that one, didn't you? "I love God." Yeah. This is a problem. So we don't say so much, "I love God." We show that we love God by service. And this, the mark of a devotee, the symptom of a devotee, the devotee always wants to do more and more service for Krishna. Prabhupada even writes this. The devotee never thinks, "Okay, that's the limit. I've done enough service." No. The real devotee is thinking, "I've done this for Krishna, now I want to do more for Krishna. I want to do this for Krishna. I want to do this for Krishna." Never ends. Anyone who is dressing the deity, they may dress the deity very nicely one day, but then they don't think, "Okay, I've done that." No. Tomorrow they want to do even better. And then the next day you want to do better. Or cooks, those who cook, right? I've seen it. I won't mention any names. Somebody, they learned how to make something and they got it down, but now they said, "Now I want to learn how to do this. Now I want to learn how to do this. And this, and this." That means devotee. Devotee is always thinking, "How can I improve? How can I..." Not that, "Hey man, I'm pucker. What are you talking about here, man? Don't you see? I'm wearing this special kurta. That means I'm the best devotee." No, the devotee is always thinking how to do better and more. More quantity and better quality. That's the devotee. Now the thing is, how to get there? To get there is very simple. It begins with chanting. Not material. In other words, it's not a question of, "Okay, I'm going to materially learn this art." No. The devotional arts are learned from Krishna within. So first you have to do your chanting. Then you can improve your service. And we've seen it. We have seen it. with sannyasis, temple presidents, gurus, dasis, dasas, bhaktas, bhaktins. They get in their head, I'm going to perfect my service, but they're thinking materially. They're thinking, I'm going to become expert at this particular service, but forgetting the first thing, chant Hare Krishna. That's the first thing. Then you can add on all the other things. But if you're simply doing your services materially and there's no hearing and chanting, no ding. Krishna doesn't accept it. So first order, and Prabhupada writes this, there are many instructions given by the spiritual master. And then he says it clearly. Deity worship, enlisting life members, preaching, these are not ordinary services. But first order of the spiritual masters, chant 16 rounds. First. That has to be done first. Then you can talk about, I want to conquer the world. So first you have to do that. And on days like today, this Gaur Purnima time, this is Gaur Purnima time. This is, for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this is New Year. Right? For Gujaratis and others, it's what? Diwali, Govardhan, right? But for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Gaur Purnima is New Year. So, this Gaur Purnima time is the time to reflect, I have to do my New Year's resolutions. So it's the time to become serious and get my priorities lined up. And Lord Chaitanya, what we heard it several times. What has he come? He has come to give us the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And there's that song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And ain't she Ashodi Maya Nashibo Lagi? That Lord Chaitanya says, I have come with the medicine that will destroy Maya. That medicine is the Maha Mantra. Everybody chant. That's the medicine. And then Bhakti Vinod says, I fell down at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and I begged for that Maha Mantra. So that's the mood. That don't think that this is some ordinary thing. The ability to chant Hare Krishna is a gift. It's a gift. And it only comes to those who are humble, sincere, serious, and meek. It's a gift and you have to beg for it. It's not easy. Anyone who's chanting regularly every day when you start chanting, it's not so easy. It's a struggle. It's a chore. It's hard. But you do it on the order of the spiritual master. That's why we do it. It's the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is his order. It is Srila Prabhupada's order. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. From there, as Lord Chaitanya says in his Shikshastakam prayers, when he's explaining, he says that by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, all varieties of devotional service awaken. And I was reading this morning at the class that I gave in New Dwarka. I was reading a lecture that Prabhupada gave in England in 1969, Conway Hall. So Prabhupada was saying about this Maha Mantra that it awakens, it enlivens you, it inspires you. It all comes from the Maha Mantra. So we have to chant audibly, loudly, and wait, and then Krishna will give all intelligence how to do this, how to do that, what to do next. You will get inspiration. It all comes from there. So now, Rupal, are you ready to inspire the congregation? Please come and let us all rise and worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai.